So tell us a bit more about, you know, the journeys, different journeys and different learnings you've sort of picked up over the last 2 decades on how the HR function and teams have transformed.
I think needless to say, HR transformation today is really center stage. Corporate leaders are really thinking about is talent.
Advice to the next generation taking on the helm of affairs?
Talk to them about the curiosity and insights. I think these are two top of the skills that next generation entrepreneur leaders need to have.
What's the best part of being a partner with EY?
Pride, a lot of pride, a lot of pride.
Welcome to the next episode of Leaders in Consulting Unscripted. We've got Pooja from our People Consulting practice. She's got 2 decades of extensive experience in this field. Thank you, Pooja, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me over. Thank you, Mutunjay.
And I'll probably start with a question which I also quite like, and I figured out you like as well.
Uh-huh.
So what's the one biggest leadership lesson from golf?
Never shy away from golf. I always had this mental block of that, you know, golf is perhaps meant for only the C-suite. And I think my biggest lesson is never shy away. And I think that's what leadership talks. Be at the forefront, lead from the front, never shy away.
Fantastic. No, I know. I guess for me, the one lesson is that, you know, you've got to be humble. Every day is a different
day.
Oh,
absolutely.
No matter how you play.
Absolutely. You hit one shot and you think you're top of the game, but the next shot can absolutely humble you. So true.
Tell us more about, you know, why people consulting? Why did you choose this field?
I think my privilege came around in 2000 when I interned with the firm. It gave me a peak view in terms of the various sort of specializations that existed in the firm. Back then, we were in offices and we had all service line present in all EY offices. So I got to look at the consulting world closely. But I think what really tugged on my heart was people consulting. Finished my MBA, and we had a conversation, and I think I was very clear it would be people consulting.
So Pooja, transformation has been a big thing for Indian corporates over the last 2 decades, and we've seen how the economy has grown. In the initial stages, it used to be about tech transformation, about finance transformation, sales transformation. But, you know, at least in my view, I think the crux or the foundation of any change in an organization really depended on HR transformation. So tell us a bit more about, you know, the journeys, different journeys and different learnings you've sort of picked up over the last 2 decades on how the HR function and teams have transformed.
I think needless to say, HR transformation today is really center stage. You know, what's very interesting to note, Mritunjay, is that the corporate India, in our buoyant economy, I see that entrepreneurs today or leaders, chairmen, CEOs do not shy away. In fact, they're very, very bold about the vision, thinking really, really big in the years to come. I think vision is not an issue anymore. Capital is something which is also not seen as a huge bottleneck. However, what corporate leaders are really thinking about is talent. What they're thinking about is, do they have the right management bandwidth to execute on that vision, to be able to execute on the strategy? So absolutely agree with you. In this journey, what I have seen with organizations, or a pattern that I've seen, are some common pitfalls as to what necessitates people transformation or HR transformation to talk about. I think one fundamentally, the point that a pitfall that exists is the segregation of the role of an owner and management.
Yeah.
And I think second pitfall is often in the struggle to attract talent. Third pitfall could be sitting somewhere in terms of gaps in succession planning. Fourth could be sitting somewhere in terms of the generational transition inefficiencies that actually come about, and organizations could move to the bottom, you know, from a first generation, from a 36% to a third generation of 46% being, you know, the chances of being at the bottom increases. And I think the fifth pitfall that we've seen is the lack of robust governance. So, you know, if I was just to sum it up in terms of some, these are some of the pitfalls or challenges that family-owned businesses possibly need to watch out.
So Pooja, and you know, one of the things in a family-run business is how do you deal with the second generation? So what's your advice in those situations? Advice to the next generation taking on the helm of affairs?
Ah.
What's the one or two big things? Because, you know, maybe the father or the mother or the grandparents have been driving that business for years and years.
I think I would still talk to them about the curiosity and insights. I think these are two top of the skills that next generation entrepreneur leaders need to have. I think curiosity, given that the founding entrepreneur, the generation before them, what made them very, very successful? Curiosity in terms of what a professional could bring for the organization. Curiosity in terms of their own self-learning. And I think the building this muscle of generating insights, it's very easy to come to quick conclusions and judgments versus stepping back, zooming out, and looking for certain patterns and bringing insights as an entrepreneur leader, is what I'd say.
Board advice for boards for large corporates? Especially in an Indian environment where there's exponential growth happening, and then we've got the markets behaving the way they are for the last couple of weeks, turmoil, lot of opportunity. So from a talent perspective, what should the board always be looking out for?
I think your question, possibly the two reflections, as I think, Mritunjay, one is that the role of a board.
Right.
And family-owned businesses. And I think I spoke about it a while back, that the board needs to instill or question and have strong governance around ethics. That I believe is a very, very important topic as family-owned businesses transition towards scale and becoming institutions themselves. And I think the second part is really robust processes, controls. What happens when you're not looking? What happens when there's something that the board doesn't know? But do we have enough assurances around that? So I think that is very importantly the role of board, and therefore the selection of the board becomes a very key aspect, and that's what I think a lot of corporate India is thinking about. Second part of your question, if I was to reflect upon it, what is it that the board should question around talent?
Right.
I think I'd still think about the common pitfalls, and I'd still think about some of the critical success factors. But I think what I have seen very powerful boards in corporate India do is to watch out for succession. Succession in terms of transitions at the leadership level, from a chairman to the next level, from one professional CEO to the other, and the levels below as well.
So now what makes Pooja tick? We know that you like golf, but what else do you do other than EY?
So Mritunjay, at this stage of my life, and what's intriguing me is a lot of spiritual literature. I do realize that it's very, very difficult to read through our spiritual literature and to make to get good insights from. So I think engaging in conversations with a lot of with individuals who have very deeper perspectives. That's what's keeping me busy, intrigued, I think bringing in its own very unique lessons.
And if you weren't in professional services, what would you do?
Acting.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we've got the whole stage set for you. No wonder.
There you go. I think that way Bollywood is so close to the heart, and I think... on a very serious reflection, I think 1 or 2 hours of very, very good cinema, I think can just change your perspectives or make you see a dimension. So I think I'm a great lover of art, and I wish, I was doing that.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I totally, totally agree with you. And what's the best part of being a partner with EY?
A lot of pride. I think I'm so fortunate and blessed to see the firm grow into the size that we are today. People Consulting grow. Mritunjay, back when I joined, we were 20, 25 of us in the entire People Consulting. Today, we are close to 1,000.
And one last piece of advice for our folks in EY.
Stay on.
Brilliant.
It's a lovely, lovely journey ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Pooja. This was absolutely fantastic. Loved speaking with you, and we'll catch up again in office.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.